This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Dragging the day after the Super Bowl. We could feel that. That Super Bowl sucked.
Yeah.
Chiefs get beat. Hey. We're not happy about that. Mm. But you know what I thought overall was pretty good was the commercials. I enjoyed them. Yeah. I feel like we got in back to a better place where we felt like, I mean, every commercial was super serious at one point, like just trying to cry, where they were just silly and funny, and there was a lot of celebrity appearances again, and just kind of feel like that was the vibe of the Super Bowl commercials. So each of us picked like our favorite Super Bowl commercials. Hannah, do you want to tell everyone what your favorite commercial was?
Yeah, so my first commercial came like right out the bat at the beginning of the Super Bowl, and it caught me by surprise. It was the Disney one for the preview of the new Lilo and Stitch movie.
Sorry, folks, there's a breaking development. There's something down on the field.
I see that too. What is that?
Looks like a koala or a dog or a...
They're all out there right now. They're trying to catch it. They're having a real hard time. They've got trash cans.
This guy's got no chance.
I think they got it. Nope.
Now he's gone and driving a cart. Uh-oh. Watch out for the goal.
Look out, Lilo. Rooster!
Oh, that thing is indestructible.
Guys, I'm not kidding. When I saw that commercial, I go, and I was freaking out. It got me so bad. I thought it was a drone on the field.
Oh, so really? Okay. You thought it was something that was
yes.
really
happening.
Really going on.
Guys,
yes.
You know what's funny about that? So did my son. So my son is almost 4. I wasn't there. So I was trying to get wings from Wingstop. Terrible timing. I just they were like an hour behind when we ordered. We're supposed to pick it up at 5, games at 5:30. Thought we timed it out. So I'm at Wingstop. My wife's in the kitchen like cooking up stuff and working. And my son, I guess, comes running. Mom, there's a monster on the field. She's like, what? He goes, something ran on the field. And she runs in and stitches on there. And so he thought the same thing as you, Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, I literally gasped. And it didn't hit me that it was fake until, like, the golf cart thing. And I seriously was like, oh, my gosh, like, are we in danger? Like, what is
what's
this going?
What's
thing?
Is this? It's a squirrel on the field.
Hannah and my son both running in to tell their moms.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, my God, we're in danger. And then when I got home from getting the wings, he was like, Dad, there was a monster on the field.
Wow.
This game is crazy.
Yeah, Theodore and I think the same. That commercial, that got me good.
Hannah and a 4-year-old at the same age.
Yep.
You know what I'm into? I'm into the Dunkings. That was my favorite commercial last year. I am team Dunkings all the time. Aww. And I love how the Dunkings has evolved. Like, they got new crew, and I love that they couldn't get Matt Damon.
This ain't the Dunkings. Where the hell are Matt and Tom?
Forget them suckers. Matt Damon and Tom Brady don't have the heart of a champion. We got a new squad, Dunkings sequel.
Affleck and Belichick.
Dunkings! A little more spirit on the, on the charge next time.
Right. When that little kid said that at the beginning, I like cocked my head. I was like, what did that little kid say?
You know what was funny about that whole thing was, I couldn't believe that was Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
Yes.
And now I was like, now I understand why that's Bill Belichick's girlfriend. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous way younger than him.
Oh, my God. Everyone joking about that. And then they had the dude from
Jeremy Strong.
Who's like known as being like a method actor. Mm-hmm. And he's like literally like in this coffee. Mm-hmm. So they had like Succession, which I thought was super funny and like super relatable and current. And then I thought the second part of it was even funnier.
Nobody wants a goat milk double half calf soy milk cap. You could just brew it. It's beans and water.
Oh, damn.
Listen, Dunkin's for all of you. America runs on Dunkin'.
Taking shots at Starbucks.
Oh
my God, yeah. With the whole writing on the cups, and they have the like the Starbucks uniform. I thought that was funny.
And that's supposed to like be like a 7-minute mini movie now.
Then
like
it turned into a mini movie.
That.
Yeah.
I just think that's doing too much.
Why?
I don't know.
Seven-minute movie?
Well,
what's happening?
There's a 7-minute movie with the Dunkings that you can find online afterwards.
I don't know.
I thought the Dunkings were hilarious. We're all kind of dragging the day after the Super Bowl here on the Brett Maga Show. Game sucked. Chiefs lost. That sucked. But commercials were pretty good. So we're kind of looking back and recapping what was our favorite commercials. Hannah and myself just told you ours. Hannah and my 4-year-old both thought that Stitch was literally loose on the field in the middle of the game and they hit panic button.
That sounds so stupid, but I really felt that way.
AB, who didn't watch a single second of the Super Bowl,
were you
even able to participate with us?
So the only reason I can participate is because I told my family I need to find a good commercial, so text me when a good one happens.
Okay.
So they told me that the Little Caesars commercial was really funny.
Oh, I love that one.
They told
too.
Me, did you even see it now?
So I watched it, and it was pretty funny.
With the eyebrows.
All right, Little Caesars Crazy Puffs. Whoa!
My dad's eating Crazy Puffs again. Don't ask.
What's his name, Kevin?
That's Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy.
Oh, it's great.
With eyebrows
awesome.
Flying off.
And mm-hmm. I love that one, too, because it was just very funny. And because the one I loved was the Pringles commercial, very similar.
Where with you had mustaches, right?
Yeah, instead of eyebrows flying, you had mustaches flying. And it started out with, what is it, Adam Brody?
Adam Brody, oh, yeah,
my guy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, running from, Adam, yeah, from, what's
from
he?
The OC,
the
and
OC.
Nobody wants this.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Where he's ran out of Pringles.
Ran out of Pringles.
Just blow in the can. Do it.
I knew Kevin was going to love that.
Too, and I thought Andy Reid was great.
Yeah, Andy Reid makes an appearance.
Everybody's mustache is flying off everywhere. I thought that was very cute and clever, and I had not seen that before, so it was new to me. I thought it was great.
Well, I just like when I saw the second one, because Little Caesars came first, I just kept thinking, is it like the year of flying hair? Why are we doing this all the time now?
I knew Kevin was going to love that too, because the whole play on the Batman and mustache.
Exactly. Mustache.
I knew you were going to love that. Alex, what was your favorite one?
You know, you talk about Eugene Levy. I talk about Dan Levy with thehomes.com and Morgan Freeman. I thought that was a great commercial. Clever.
So why can't we say we're the best home shopping site?
Because while true, you just can't say that legally.
So I can't say homes.com is the best?
No.
Fine. What if he said it?
Homes.com. It's the best.
Mr. Freeman, I'm sorry, but we can't say that.
Say what?
Homes.com is the best.
Aha!
I didn't see that one. That's
good. Clever. It was cute.
Do you think that every single thing the Dan and Eugene do, they just turn to gold? Like,
yeah.
I feel like they stole the show again. Mm-hmm. Those two, every single time they touch something. Eskrieg won more Emmys than anyone ever before. And then they do commercials, and they're the funniest commercials. God, they're so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought the commercials were great this year overall.
Overall, yeah, way better than the game.